The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to June of 1984.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have most of our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
A pleasure to be here, as always.
Good, good. On his right, from the Department of Psychology, Professor Bernie Green.
I'm also happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad. On his right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Hi.
Hi. And on her right, my left, from the Department of Political Science, Professor John Klemensky.
I'm also happy to be here, Ed.
Well, I'm glad.
And proud, too.
Well, that's good. That's good.
To be here.
All right. Most of the questions you hear on this program...
Aren't you going to say who's not here?
No, are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you receive something. And if you don't stump the panel, you also receive something.
Oh, they didn't get that yet, huh?
No, they haven't gotten that yet. And something else. Okay, now, on our last program, we were in the midst, just starting, in fact, a set of questions from David Breitenbach of Roseville, Michigan.
What does Breitenbach mean?
Wide stream.
Hmm.
Or Little River.
No.
Depends on whether you're an optimist or a pessimist.
Remember, he was sending you questions from the Book of Lists.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And I thought we instructed you to throw those away.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
No,
Is that part of the apocrypha?
That was the set of questions on theme songs of big bands.
that was a Get Lost question.
We threw in the towel on that one.
The Book of Lists is part of the apocrypha.
I think it is, yes. And there were 66 items in all of these questions, and he wanted you to get 57 of them.
Come on.
Well, that's what he
wanted. Well,
66, the number of the beast?
No, 666.
666.
Yeah. Oh, 3. Oh, okay.
It's on the back of John's head.
Yeah. Mine?
Okay.
Yeah,
you've done well with the first question. Now we are on to the second question.
Okay.
Right. In Margaret Mitchell's novel, Gone with the Wind, Scarlett O'Hara is married 3 times.
Yes.
Her last husband is Rhett Butler.
Yes.
Who are the first two, and how did they die?
Well, we know it's not Ashley.
That's right.
Beauregard.
No.
T.
No.
Gee.
Now, one of them was Melanie's cousin. I remember that.
Yeah, well, you would.
It's not Ashley Wilkes?
No, she never married Ashley Wilkes.
John Wilkes Booth.
No.
Was it a Wilkes?
No. Oh, dear, dear.
First name was the name of an English king who lost his head.
Charles.
Last name was the name of a watch.
Timex. Charles Timex.
No.
Longines.
No.
Wittenauer.
And also the name of an American Secretary of the Treasury who fought with Aaron Burr.
Hamilton.
Yes. Charles Hamilton.
I thought that was an egg beater, not a watch.
It's also a watch.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought it was a beach.
And how did he die?
So he got measles in the service or something like that.
He got measles.
He got measles in the service?
Exhaustion.
Yes. Right. Now, who was her second husband?
Well, that was the one that was engaged to her sister.
That's right.
And he, Frank.
It's like a soap opera.
Frank. His name was Frank, wasn't he?
I think it was.
Yes, I know it was Frank.
He was
Why
colonel,
do you think?
Though.
Don't you have the answer?
Well, the answer I have here is a different first name, but I'm
Frank Kennedy.
It was Frank Kennedy.
Yeah. Kennedy Lumber.
Here. George Kennedy.
Oh, no, Frank Kennedy. And he subsequently taught at the University of Michigan Law School.
Oh, is that who he was?
Yeah. Big on bank.
But what happened to him?
He died.
He died and went to the University of Michigan Law School.
Yes, but how did he die?
He died in the Civil War.
No,
he died in that raid.
That's
trying to recover her honor or something.
That's
which had been irretrievably besmirched.
Yes. Very good. Very good. And well
and so
put.
Well put.
And one doesn't do that in the South.
Because her honor was gone with the wind, right?
Yes.
Hence the title?
Blown away.
Blown away.
Yes.
Swept away.
Swept away.
Swept
away.
Blown swept away.
Yes. Now, there's a story for Barbara Tuchman to write a book
That's
about.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
The great movie Swept Up.
Yes. We lost our honor.
Mm-hmm.
Gone up.
Next question.
Yes.
List the stage and given names of the 5 Marx brothers.
Julius is Groucho,
is
Julius.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's
Harpo.
Harpo is named Harold?
No.
No. Harpo is named...
Carl.
No, he had a first name that was later changed, and I suspect it was probably changed in the 30s.
His name was the 20s.
No.
In the 30s, Franklin.
No.
Herbert.
Think of a European political.
Adolf.
Yes.
Adolf.
Yes.
Adolf.
He changed it to Arthur.
Arthur, right.
Yes.
Okay. Arthur.
Okay.
Well, Zeppo and Gummo.
Yes.
But I'm not sure what their real names
Seymour.
Were.
Seymour. Irving.
No Harold or anything like
no.
that.
No. Irving. No. You're close, though. I mean, I'll give you credit for Zeppo and Gummo. And you got Harpo and Groucho. Now, what's the other Marx brother? Harpo, Groucho, Zeppo.
Chico.
Chico.
His name was... Frank.
No.
George.
No, I'll give you let's see, 5, 6,
Leonard.
7.
Lionel.
Leonard, okay.
Leonard is Chico.
That's right. Now, the other two were Herbert and Milton.
Herbert
was...
Well, I said Herbert, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Stuff for the wrong man.
Oh. Yeah.
Give us a quarter for that.
I'll give you a quarter for that, yes. That's
right.
5,
Serious
six,
negotiations
seven, eight,
here on these points.
8 1/4 you got, okay.
All right.
Isn't well, that a film by Fellini?
It probably is.
Almost.
Almost.
It was discounted.
You can get it cheaper now.
Name 8 countries, excluding the United States, whose flags contain only red, white, and blue.
Okay,
England?
Not the United States. Is one
England.
Of
England.
Great Britain.
Great Britain.
That's right.
France.
Yes.
Trip, yeah.
Got a whole bunch.
And they have red, white, and blue?
Do you want to
they have
yes,
all
do.
Of those.
Yeah, oh,
they
may
have
I?
Only
Please
red,
do.
White, and blue.
Only red, white, and blue. Peru.
No.
There are Latin American countries.
Yes, there are.
Like Brazil.
Not like Brazil.
Uruguay.
Not
Argentina.
Oh, no.
Chile.
Yes.
Chile.
Okay.
Okay.
Ecuador.
No.
Let's see. Red, white. Oh, what's the Canadian?
Red and
no,
white.
No, that's
red
and
white.
White.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? How about African nations? Any
yes,
African
there
nations?
Are some African nations.
Liberia.
Yes.
Got to be.
Got to be.
So you got 4. I only need 4 more.
West African nations? Do you know?
No. There
How about some of the British...
just try... try
Uganda or... Zimbabwe.
Get out of Africa now.
Okay.
Oh, try like Australia.
Yes.
Okay.
Australia.
Or
New Zealand.
And New Zealand.
Okay, so 2
India?
More.
India?
No, need 2 more.
Guyana?
Couple more Latin American countries.
Costa Rica.
Honduras.
Costa Rica.
Ecuador?
No.
Now
think
Colombia.
Of a,
no, wait, no, wait.
Think
well,
of
one
a
more
big
Latin
America. American
Brazil.
Country, not Brazil.
I said Brazil, but Mexico.
Bolivia?
No.
Is big.
A big Latin
Venezuela?
American country.
No.
A big one. We've named
How have
Bolivia?
We left out
we, we've done Argentina.
Colombia
we've
is
done
the only one we haven't mentioned.
No, there are a couple more you haven't. One.
Venezuela?
One, no, not Venezuela.
Well, we've said Brazil.
And not Bolivia.
Argentina.
Colombia.
Chile.
Chile. We
there
got.
You've got it.
We said Chile.
Chile.
Did
we
you?
Said Chile.
Oh, Chile, we said it.
Chile.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. You just need one more, and there's one more that is not a big country.
Is it in Latin America?
It's essentially just a slip in
Panama.
The ground. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You've got them. Others were Burma, Cuba, Czechoslovakia, Thailand, Norway, Iceland, the Netherlands.
My goodness.
Luxembourg, wow. Western Samoa, and National
What is it
China?
About
what is
red,
the meaning
white, and blue
of red, white,
that,
and blue that
I don't know.
They don't clash.
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
They
yes.
look good against the blue sky.
That could be it. Well,
or the white sky.
Yes.
Or the red sky.
They went very well in John's hair the other night.
Yes, they did that.
Certainly blended well.
Well, with 3 martinis.
Well, the red eye makeup and the blue hair.
Okay, what are the 5 markers used in a Monopoly game?
A boat, a car, a thimble,
an iron,
a railroad,
iron,
yeah.
Railroad car.
No.
A little railroad car?
No.
A little Scotty dog.
Oh. A boat,
an iron.
An iron.
A dog.
A dog.
Yes.
Dog.
1, 2,
we
3,
said a
4.
Racing car, right?
That's right. You got the 5.
Okay.
Yeah, the others are a cannon, a shoe, a top hat.
Oh, a shoe. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And a dead fish.
And a dead fish.
Oh. The railroad thing is for the companies. It's not a piece that you move around, though.
What requirements must you meet to be elected pope?
Catholic.
You must be infallible.
Well, that comes with a job.
No,
indelible.
Before. You have to be Catholic, mm-hmm. and you have to be elected by the College of Christ.
You have to have the votes.
Before you're elected, what do you have to have going for you? Catholic is one.
You have
one.
To be a man.
Yes.
Man. You have to be ordained.
No.
You don't have
no,
to be ordained.
No, no.
Do you have
you
to have a law
have
degree?
You have to be celibate.
No.
You can't be married at the time, can you?
Oh, yes. You just have to make an arrangement. You have to send your wife off to a convent or something.
Okay, you have to be Catholic, you have to be male.
Yes, and one more thing.
Italian.
No.
Polish.
Roman,
that was
better.
True.
Roman, at least.
It's the one thing that would be required of any Catholic to do almost anything sacramentally.
Well, you have to be baptized.
That's
right.
Well,
that's what it means to be a Catholic.
You can't be Catholic without being baptized.
That's true.
Really?
It is redundant.
That's
right.
That was included in the definition.
Well, you see, canon lawyers are at work now.
Well, they better find out what things mean,
then. They should.
They play Monopoly.
Yes. Okay.
No, but you can be a Protestant and baptized too, George.
But not baptized a Catholic.
Well, this is getting scholastic.
No, that's getting real.
You could be baptized a Protestant and be a convert.
That's true.
True.
But you would be baptized again.
Oh, a rebaptism and a baptism.
Yes.
They get drowned.
Anglican, it would be
anti-Semitism.
Or maybe, wait a minute.
It's against Justinian's code to get baptized twice. The penalty is death.
I know, but sometimes it isn't recognized as true baptism.
It's only if they have a question of whether the baptism was performed with the right intention, etc., all that stuff.
There is a recent understanding, too, between the Vatican and the Lutherans, I think. I'm not sure how far
they cut some deal, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Reciprocity?
Yeah. They're going to make Luther Pope, posthumously.
Right.
List the five boroughs of New York City.
Queens, Brock,
and
Bronx.
The counties in which they are located.
Well, county?
Staten Island, Manhattan.
Yes. Manhattan. Yeah.
Bronx. Brooklyn.
Queens, Brooklyn. And Brooklyn. Queens.
That's right. Okay, now the
counties. Westchester County is...
No.
No.
Winchester County?
Queens County.
Queens County. That's right.
What is Manhattan then?
Cook County.
Is it Suffolk County or something?
No.
No, that's Boston's in Suffolk County, right?
It's the obvious one.
New York County.
Okay.
The Bronx now.
That's up above. That's not Westchester.
No.
No, that's
Harlem
County. That's up north.
Yeah. It's where Yankee Stadium County.
Nope.
White Plains County.
No, you're not going to believe
Yonkers
it.
Riverside.
County.
Bronx County.
That's right.
Bronx County.
Bronx County. Okay. Now Brooklyn.
Brooklyn County.
Nope.
Zoo County.
No.
Bridge County.
No.
Dodgers.
It's the
County.
Opposite of Queens.
King County.
Yes, yes.
Bellevue
and,
County.
And Staten Island.
Jackson.
Richmond County.
Very
Staten
nice.
Island? Yes, it's an island.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is.
Except for the Verrazano Bridge.
Yes. Name the world's seven largest lakes, parenthesis, seas, and give their locations.
Caspian.
It's in
what's the difference between
Eastern
sea and an ocean?
Landlocked.
I think that's it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Except for the Mediterranean Sea.
Well, you know, surrounded by
it's called the Caspian Sea. It's in the Soviet Union now.
Is it the Black Sea?
Black Sea?
No. Where is the Caspian Sea? He wants the locations.
It's in
Western Asia or Eastern Europe. Right?
That's good enough. Yeah. Asia, Europe.
Eurasia.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Now, you got the Caspian Sea.
Okay, Lake Victoria. It's in Africa. It's in southern Egypt, northern Uganda or something.
Yeah,
like that.
This isn't going to include things like the Mediterranean, is it?
No, it isn't.
The Dead Sea?
It's a lake.
No, that's not big.
It's not the Sea of Galilee?
Lake Huron and Lake Superior.
Lake Superior,
the
obvious
places.
Oh, these have to be big.
That's right. And
the Great Slave Lake.
Group.
Great Bear Lake. Oh, Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
We got it. That's five.
No, you got five. Two more.
Are they in this country?
No.
Are they in Asia?
One is.
The Aral Sea.
That's
in
right.
The Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And now one is.
Aral?
A-R-A-L.
That's right. The other one, the last one
Have we
is.
Have talked about the Black Sea yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Black Sea's not part of this group.
Right.
This is, I can't give you a hint because I give it away.
Okay, it's not Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It is Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lake.
Tanzania?
Behind the Aswan Dam? No.
No.
Tanzania? What is the one with
it's
Victoria
Tam.
Falls?
Tanganyika.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's
very
a
good.
Beginning.
Which one
Eastern
did the African
Africa.
Queen go down or empty into?
Oh, gosh. Is
Victoria.
That's
Victoria.
Victoria. Lake Victoria, yeah.
Humphrey Bogart and...
Catherine Hepburn.
Wonderful movie.
There are 12 Federal Reserve banks in the U.S.
That's true.
Yes.
Give the cities in which they are located and the letters used to identify them.
Boston, Philadelphia, New York. We know those.
Chicago,
sure.
Denver, probably. San Francisco.
Not Denver.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Houston or Dallas?
Dallas.
Dallas.
How about the Southeast?
How many is that?
How about Atlanta?
Two, three, four, five, six.
Out of how many?
12.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Is Kansas City one?
Yes.
Miami?
No.
That's Atlanta. That's the southeast. Yeah. New York? Did we say New York?
Yes, New York.
New York.
You've got Boston, New York, Philadelphia, right. Atlanta, Chicago, Kansas City, Dallas, and San Francisco.
Well, Washington?
No.
Oh, I see. It's just headquarters.
Yeah.
Billings.
Washington. Okay.
Is there something out in the west between...
Like there's got to be something in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
Seattle.
Portland.
No, there isn't. I'm sorry.
There's not?
There isn't. No, no. I guess San Francisco would take care of
that. Is there something on the East Coast that we haven't gotten? Northeast.
Boise?
Well, there's one in the middle Atlantic
We've
area.
Said Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, this is south of Philadelphia.
In Virginia?
In Virginia.
Richmond. So
Richmond.
Richmond. Okay.
Richmond. Now go to the Midwest.
Okay, we're in the Midwest,
to what
yeah.
we call the Midwest.
Yeah, gotcha.
St. Louis.
That's one.
And there's another one.
There's another one to the northeast of St. Louis.
In Evansville, Indiana.
No.
Is it in Ohio?
It's in Ohio.
Columbus.
No.
Cincinnati.
No.
Springfield.
Dayton?
No.
Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Oh, Chautauqua?
Yes, of course.
Now, do you even want to try to get the numbers?
Forget it.
It's mid-break
away.
Time.
There's D, B, C.
That's what they are. They're all yeah. A to L.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay, let's take a little break here.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from June of 1984. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return later this summer with more brand new episodes of Ask the Professor. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu.
Okay, we're back with our questions from David Breitenbach. And the panel's having quite a workout here, but is doing beautifully.
Really?
Well, we just missed the letters.
Yeah, but that's...
We knew kind of what...
You got the cities. What are the six states and two territories which comprise the Australian Commonwealth?
Queensland.
Queensland is one.
Is that a state or a territory?
It's a territory.
Outback.
Sure.
No, it's a state.
It's a state.
Yes.
Okay. Isn't there a Northwest Territory? Or north
it's like
something?
That. I'll accept that. It's Northern Territory.
Northern Territory.
Auckland?
No. No.
Tasmania?
Yes.
That's an island.
But it's
yeah,
still
the territory.
One of the
states. Yeah. What's in the Melbourne?
Is it Victoria?
Area? Victoria?
Yeah.
Naturally, there's
what
a Victorian
Sydney
everywhere.
Elizabeth?
No.
What
George?
Is?
Henry?
No. Now think of a part of the British Isles.
Wales.
That's right. Now.
New Wales.
New South Wales.
That's
yes.
the name of it.
And there are three more. One of them, I mean, two of them are simply...
Kangaroo land. You
know, designations on the compass, basically.
North.
Not
east,
north.
Southwest.
South and west. I mean, South Australia, West Australia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then one more is a territory. And I don't think...
We're not going to get
no,
it.
No, that's okay. The Australian Capital Territory.
Yeah.
Seven out of
yeah,
the eight.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What is the only word ending in I-C-T which does not rhyme with convict or convict?
Indict.
That's
indict,
right.
Yes.
That's right.
Very good.
Indict.
Very good. Very good panel. Let's see what you've done here.
Very
wow.
well.
You got 10.
I'm very
okay,
careful about
12.
Those.
12.
I've always said it indict.
An
yeah,
eight
so
and a quarter.
Eight and a quarter.
That's 20 and a quarter.
Uh-huh.
And you got eight.
This is
again,
a real mathematical effort here just to figure out whether we pass.
Five. Five.
I don't know if he can answer.
28 and a quarter. 33 and
we've
a quarter.
We've done this. I mean, we've got
three.
It.
Three.
We got the lakes and we got
hold
the
it. You're,
monopoly
you're,
things.
You're messing me all up now. Do you mind?
30,
do you mind?
You were up just 34 and a quarter.
We're just trying to give you an excuse.
33 and a quarter. 33 and a quarter, 36 and
a quarter,
46
go.
And a
go.
Quarter.
Go, Edwin. Come on.
53
come on.
And a quarter.
All right, come on. Come
break.
On.
Make
come
a break
on.
For
come
it.
On. We got 50, it.
You made it.
Right.
Bingo.
You made it.
Bingo.
You made it. Very good.
So did you. we didn't think you would.
I just run out of numbers. Yes, I can't count that high.
Just go to Google.
I guess that's it. Okay.
Then you
well,
can go to Google Plex.
Mr. Breitenbach.
Even that little calculator
and,
on his watch.
He'll be receiving photographs and bumper stickers and things like that.
All over the place.
Those were good questions, if not a little
done.
Too long.
That's right. But
they
that
were
was,
fun.
That was
yeah.
fun.
And the mathematics.
Our next set of questions comes from Mr. Roman Klemanski.
Hey, Uncle Roman, our...
I saw his movies.
Knife in the Water.
And these
yeah.
are questions dealing with political science.
And
chemistry.
Yeah.
Yes. If they were about making pickles, I could probably handle it.
Yes. All right. In 1944, representatives of the governments of the United States, Great Britain, China, and the Soviet Union met at an estate outside Washington to form what organization? And what
NATO.
Was
Dumbarton
the meeting
Oaks.
Place called? Dunbarton Oaks.
19 what?
44.
Yeah, UN.
That's right.
The United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that one.
How many members?
I thought it was Bretton Woods.
How many members are joined in this UN charter? Are put
Nine.
Together, combined in the UN charter? No.
12.
No, much, much more than
34.
No.
57.
How about
128?
How about 19... Oh, I misread the question. I'm sorry.
In what year are we
1965, talking? The UN Charter of 65.
Oh.
216.
No. It's still only 150-some right now.
Yeah. 97.
Oh, it's not that exclusive.
It's over 100.
113.
Oh.
That's close enough. It's 115.
Yes, yeah. I was only two.
115.
Yeah, it's up to 150-something now.
Yeah.
But, that, John,
but they're
that's
on
all
probation.
The countries they're in.
Who was the Secretary General elected by the General Assembly, and who was his successor?
Trygve Lie.
Dag Hammarskjöld.
That's right. And what purpose...
In that order.
Did...
Yes.
What purpose was the UN to serve?
Many.
Peace.
In its...
service.
In its original foundation.
Capitalism.
No.
No.
No way.
Well, it was... I mean... That's a very broad
question. A forum
question.
For world peace.
That's it. That's
right.
It. Essentially a kind of international court of justice for the maintenance of peace and security.
Right. Done a very interesting
job.
Yeah.
What year, at what date and year, did the UN Charter become effective, and by what Senate vote?
Hmm.
Was
it a close vote?
48.
No, it was not a close vote. No, it wasn't. It's earlier than 48.
Earlier.
Is it
well, no. Was it before Roosevelt died?
No.
It's 47.
No.
Well, then it's 45.
It's 45.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And by what vote? Let's say 90.
It's after he died. Excuse me. It,
yeah,
it's
you
in
said
45,
that.
45. Yeah.
But it's 45.
Were there any dissenting votes, or just absent?
There
votes?
Were. There are two votes down as at least.
No. That's
no.
So how about 95-2 or something?
That's close enough. It's 89-2.
89-2. Not everybody was there.
Yeah.
There weren't that many states, John.
Yes, there were only 48 at that time.
Remember? 48
what year?
States? 1945?
What's history?
1945.
Okay. What? Huh?
48 states?
He teaches chemistry. Get off his back.
Now, do you want to guess the date of the you know, the month and day?
You
Is
said it,
it
was
before
or
the
after?
War ended?
It's after the war ended.
July?
No, it's got to be after August. Then.
Oh.
That's right.
September?
A little later.
October.
October.
3rd.
13th.
Later. It's late in October.
28th.
It's a teeny bit late.
26th.
Just a little bit.
Early.
Late.
Late. 25.
Four.
24. October 24, 1945. Okay. Now we go into political geography. What are the three islands of the Virgin Islands?
St. Croix.
Thomas.
St.
Yes.
Thomas.
And St.
Yes.
John's.
What?
Is St. John?
St. John's. Yeah. That's right. From what country did the U.S. purchase the Virgin Islands?
Portugal.
And in what year?
Portugal.
No.
Spain.
Nope.
England.
England.
No.
France.
Nope.
Cuba.
Nope.
We stole them.
You're not going to believe this.
Argentina.
Wait a minute. The Virgin Islands. Let's see. How about Switzerland? I wouldn't believe that.
That's no, bizarre.
I wouldn't believe it.
Andorra. Monaco.
The Netherlands.
Think of pornography.
Denmark.
Denmark. Yes. Yes.
How did I get that one so fast?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not in your trip, is it?
Great minds run in the
Funny
same
they don't
direction.
Look Danish.
Yes. And what year? What year?
Oh, this has got to be the early 1900s, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How early? Pretty early?
Time of the war.
14.
1812, you mean?
1914?
No.
16.
A little later than 16.
19. 18. 17.
Wait a minute. Are we talking? Oh, you see, you're talking 1917.
Yes.
I thought you said early 19th century.
No.
I said early 1900s.
Yes.
My mistake.
It's all right.
What
grievous.
State?
It's okay.
Yes.
No, it's all
but
right.
But erroneous.
It's fine. It's okay, yes. George.
From what state was
not
the District
Uncle
of Columbia acquired, and in what year? And what is its area?
Delaware?
Miles?
Did they get it from Delaware?
No, they did not.
Virginia.
Well, some of it's from Maryland.
That's right, Maryland.
Is it all from Maryland?
Apparently all of it is, yes.
I don't know about that.
I thought some of it was also Virginia.
Yeah.
It's around 1800.
Well, the Potomac, you see, cuts through there. The Virginia boundary is essentially the Potomac.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Around 1800?
Oh, a little earlier.
Oh, earlier. 1791.
Yes.
There.
Yes. And mileage.
How many mileage?
Square miles.
Oh,
six.
You get about 60 miles to the gallon on that, I would think, wouldn't you?
Think of Denmark again.
There are people who have gotten a lot of mileage.
69 square miles.
Yes. That's right. That's right. Well, we...
John is suggestible, isn't he?
He certainly is.
You have to know which buttons to push.
That's right.
I think we're running out of time on that note. And
and we look forward to Roman's future movies, too.
Yes, certainly, do. But, well, we have a couple of minutes.
He certainly got us in a pickle with those.
We have about a minute here, don't we? About 1 minute here. So let's... Another question from Roman Klemanski.
All right.
What were the names of the following cowboy stars' horses? Tom Mix.
Was he Trigger?
Fido.
Who's Trigger?
Shadow.
Grover.
Thunderbolt.
No.
Tom
Lightning.
Mix.
Is it some weather?
It was Tony.
Tony. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Gene Autry.
Trigger.
No, that was...
That's Roy Rogers.
Blanche.
Is it some kind of weather thing, like thunder or lightning?
A spark plug.
A champion.
Champion, that's right. Tonto.
Scout.
We had that one.
That's right. Name the king of the wild horses.
The king of the wild horses?
And it's a classic name for
classic
king of the
Caesar.
Wild horses.
Singer.
Rex, that's right.
Ah, gotcha.
Rex.
What famous dog became a millionaire in silent films?
Rin Tin.
No, silent films.
That's right.
Rin Tin Tin.
That's right.
But yeah, he didn't have any speaking parts. That's right.
That's right. Well, that's all the questions we have from Mr. Klemanski of Memphis, Michigan.
And he gets a photograph, right?
Yeah, that's good.
He gets something.
Bumper sticker, everything.
That's right.
Perfect.
That's
whole schmear.
The time we have.
Way to go.
Those were fun, and we hope to hear from him again. Maybe he'll send us a pickle.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank the panel today, Professor Pickering, Professor
Green,
Professor Gravel, Professor Klemanski. And now this word from the University of Detroit.
Author and screenwriter.
State Supreme Court Justice.
Check out the resumes of some pretty big wheels.
Chairman and CEO.
Police chief.
And you'll find they have one thing in common.
University of Detroit Mercy.
UDM.
UDM.
University of Detroit Mercy.
An alumni list as impressive and diverse as the school itself. University of Detroit Mercy continues a tradition of excellence in education. To learn more about UDM's academic and financial aid programs, call 1-800-635-5020 or visit online at www.udmercy.edu. University of Detroit Mercy.
Chief Financial Officer.
We turn out big wheels.
Graduate, UDM.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag Ask the Professor UDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Paul Murray, assisted by Roger Hino. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer refuses to have her name mentioned in the air now. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason, inviting you to join us again next week for another classic edition of Ask the Professor.